You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
That's right, it's the Britpop Show, and it is the 23rd of December. Christmas is so close, you can almost smell it. Not in a bad way, just in a normal way. And there can't be a single dad in the whole country who hasn't said today, at some point, to their kids, it's Christmas Eve, because that's what people, that's just the kind of dad joke that we go with. But I'm going to start this show, it's starting to be a bit of a tradition actually, with somebody asking me what I played last week. And it's John. John asked me, what's this, Geneva, what are they all about? Now, John listens regularly, and I've played Geneva before, so he obviously wasn't paying attention. But last week I played Tranquilizer. He loved it so much that he got in contact with me and I had to send him towards Further, their debut and indeed only album. So I thought, you know what, I'll start this week with another song from Further. This is No One Speaks. No one speaks, Geneva. That would be awkward, wouldn't it, if no one spoke? It happens a few times when I forget to put the microphone up. Right, that was from John. John is a regular listener, and that segues nicely into today's theme, which is It's all about you guys. It's all about the fact that you guys listening, you make the show what it is. And so I contacted some of the more regular listeners and said, look, it's all about you. It's Christmas time as my present to you. What would you like to hear? Now, Ed is a regular listener from Japan, and he said he'd love to hear The Lightning Seeds, Life of Riley.
Show sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Like a drink, and I'm hoping that it tastes like blood.
Is it starting to feel like an office party yet? Or indeed any uni disco in the 90s? Size of a Cow. And before that, we had a bit of Life of Riley from Ed in Japan, because this week we are celebrating the top listeners of the Britpop show. And another top listener of the Britpop show is Paul in Charlotte. He listens all the way from North Carolina, and he has requested Let's All Go Together by Marion. Regular listeners to the show will appreciate that Majid's name pops up quite a lot, and it doesn't just pop up quite a lot about general stuff on the Britpop show. He's a big fan of Cooler Shaker, also the Fun Loving Criminals, and he's requested that I play something by Cooler Shaker or the Fun Loving Criminals. But he specifically said, look, it is Christmas, so how about we do something Cooler Shaker, something Christmassy by Cooler Shaker, i.e. Christmas Time Is Here Again. Yeah.
Years and years ago, when I was a boy, when there were wolves in Wales, and birds the colour of red flannel petticoats whisk past the harp-shaped hills, before the motor car, before the wheel, before the Duchess-faced horse, when we rode the daft and happy hills bareback, it snowed, and it snowed.
What else did you expect from the kings of psychedelic rock from Britpop? Cooler Shaker. I don't think that gets enough of the airwaves as it ought to, because there are some pretty terrible Christmas songs that are played on repeat all the time. So thank you, Majid, for requesting that. As always, great choice. Right, moving on to another top listener. It's Helen, and she said, let's go with On Standby, as the whole crowd singing that back to Shed 7 in Oxford was quite something.
Would you stay on standby? Because I need another alibi. Like I've never been born. We can see.
Now, a slight pause in tonight's theme while we move on to some slightly different news. And it's big news, and it's news that has basically only just broken. And that is, so Rowetta of the Happy Mondays was on tour with Shed Seven at the moment. I think she did a song with them. It was FKA, was that on their not their most recent album, certainly an album earlier this year. So she's been going on tour with them, going on stage live. And there's just been an announcement. Not sure it's linked, but it says Happy Mondays and Rowetta announced that Rowetta will no longer be performing with the band. Happy Mondays thank Rowetta for her services and wish her the best for the future. Kurt gets to the point, but just digest that while we listen to a bit of the Happy Mondays. Now, not quite a Christmas single, but certainly released at Christmas time and therefore always reminds me of Christmas. It's 30 years since Oasis released Whatever. End of Definitely Maybe, and little did we know what was around the corner with What's the Story Morning Glory. And this reminds me when Liam was asked, what's the worst thing anyone's said to you? And it was, are you Noel Gallagher?
Whatever I choose, and I'll sing the blues you fly. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. Warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around, because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves, oh what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Now then, some cheeky scoundrels have said that Whatever and Octopus's Garden sound suspiciously similar, and it's not helped by the fact that I'm pretty sure Noel at Nebworth started singing Octopus's Garden over part of Whatever. So I thought I'd chuck it in just as a cheeky little Christmas special extra. But we are going back now to the top listeners. And if you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm a top listener, I listen to every single show, why am I not here? Why am I not getting my song played? It's because you need to shout about it. You need to tell everybody that you're a top listener, and email me, message me, tell me, you know, engage with the show, and then maybe this time next year you will be getting your song played as one of the top listeners, much like Paul Marshall is about to be. I asked him, what song would you like to play as one of our top listeners? And he said, how about Line Up by Elastica, please? Very much appreciated.
We'll be right back.
It's time to inject a bit of Christmas back into this show. So I think I probably play this every year, but this is James Dean Bradfield doing a live version of Last Christmas, somewhat unusually, juxtaposition or what. I think he did it for TFI Friday, something like that. I seem to remember him walking through the crowd, just sitting by the bar and playing an acoustic guitar live. If you are doing Whamageddon, turn off now. But none of my listeners will be doing Whamageddon because they're not that sad.
Hits from the 1990s.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, the very next day you gave it away. This year, to stop me from tears, I give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, the very next day you gave it away. This year, to stop me from tears, I give it to someone special. Once bitten but twice shy, I keep my distance but you still catch my eye. Tell me baby, do you recognize me? It's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I loved you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, the very next day you give it away. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to stop me from tears, I give it to someone special.
Sounds very much like it probably was TFI Friday. Last Christmas live by the Manic Street Preachers. I know, who'd have thought it? Right, who else have we asked for? So Mark, who is the brand new gold medalist for the over 60s in the South of Thames cross country, believe it or not, he has asked for, he's one of the top listeners, and he has asked for Caught by the Fuzz by Supergrass, which coincides with a request by Steve. Steve is the lead guitarist from Electricity. He listens all the time, and he wanted to know if he could have something. I mean, there was all sorts of requests from Steve, which I was never going to play, but he said, if not, something by Supergrass. So that's two of them, two with one stone.
Like a bad dream, I was only 15. If only
Regular listeners will know the name Davo, and Davo has been a regular contributor to the show for probably as long as it's been going. But this is the year where he got some stupid job, which means he can't listen live anymore. So I asked him, what would you like to play? But unfortunately, that job appears to be keeping him so busy, he wasn't able to reply. So I've had to guess. This is for you, Davo. We miss you, man.
Hits from the 1990s.
First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my eyes, I love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I want you for a while. You are a vapor trail in a deep blue sky. Oh,
I do love our group of misfits, and I do love seeing where in the world you guys are listening. And I know you're all a jealous bunch and you like to keep this show to yourselves, but feel free to tell a friend, preferably a friend in their 40s, about the show and get this spread across the world. Who knows, maybe this time next year we'll be on some major network, or maybe we won't. Maybe I'll still be sat here talking to you guys, and I'll be just as happy with that. Right, I've made him sweat long enough. Brian, we all know about Brian. Brian, big fan of the show, big fan of Electricity, also a big fan of Gomez. And that's it for Christmas. A couple of days away. I know Christmas isn't for everybody. And if you are in a place where Christmas isn't really for you, you've had a rough time or having a rough, you know, a rough period, it's okay. You're not on your own. There's lots of people out there who are struggling as well. So if you are going to have a, I do hope you have a great Christmas. But if you are in a place where it's not really for you, then just push on. It doesn't matter. Everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, then it's not yet the end. On that note, I just want to say thank you all for listening to me. There'll be a show next week to celebrate New Year, but thank you all for listening. I really do appreciate it. And as ever, see you on the flip side.